All good. Okay, let's get started. I don't think anyone will come to the session, I guess. Some people might get an early beer o'clock. So, how are you guys doing? Enjoying Tech Cat so far? Good. You guys ready with your gaming rig? Ready for a Call of Duty sessions this afternoon? Great. All right, my name is Andreas Wasita. I'm a cloud infra consultant at Cloud Solutions. And we just won a 2 Microsoft Partners Awards, Cloud Solutions of the Year, and a Content and Collaboration Partner of the Year. And we're lucky enough as well that we just won recently as the number one fastest growing company in Australia from BIW. Okay. Before we started, today, this afternoon agenda is number, right? Okay, it's 3 things. Number one is how do we protect our Azure VM? And then the second one, how do we patch our Azure VM? Do we need to patch our Azure VM? Do we need to protect our Azure VMs? And the number 3 is how we harden our Azure VMs. So we make it hard for the bad guys to get into our Azure VMs. First, Azure VM protection. How do we actually protect our Azure VMs? And how do we actually patch our Azure VMs? Is it different with the on-premises? And is it different with the our current environment? So what tools are we using? Before I started with the some technique how to protect our Azure VMs and how do we patch our Azure VMs, I'll start with the fact. 45% data breaches in 2014, at this point, at today, is far exceeding the 2013 marks. And if some people actually read the articles about 2013 fact about data breaches, 2013 data breaches is actually the highest in the history yet. So what does it mean for us? It means literally the bad guys out there, they're having a best hacking season ever. And they, if you see that graphic, so that big 45% is because of hack and virus. And some people might think about, oh, what about the phishing? Yeah, phishing might play some little bit of role of data breaches. But the very concerning here is the hack and virus. 42% is because of the hack, and 3% is because of the identified virus. And what about the unidentified virus? Well, we don't know. So that's even scarier. I'm not trying to scare you guys here, but that's the fact in here. So, anyone recognize this logo? Yeah? So what is this logo famous for? Great. That's very little known about this company, what's the actual business of this company. But this company is very famous because this company has been hacked. The top 2014 hack so far is Home Depot. And what's the damage? Anyone knows about the damage? 60 million credit card details has been stolen from Home Depot. What about the awareness level? It's unnoticed for 5 months. And what about the root cause of this hack? It's because of the Blackpost malware. Anyone? Oh, Blackpost, it sounds very familiar to me. Anyone recall about the Blackpost malware? It's a target. So if you notice, so Target get hacked on November 2013. And Home Depot get published hack is early 2014. So pretty much they've probably been breached at the same time with the Target. Well, the next fact. The hack that actually shaken the whole country Anyone knows? Just recently. South Korea. Some people might think, the North Korean, Kim Jong might hack the South Korea. Actually, not really. So what happened is, 70% of entire working population of South Korea, credit card details, has been traded. Has been sold illegally online. The awareness level, they don't notice this for the past 18 months. The three credit card company in South Korea been breached. More than 100 million credit card details has been stolen. And the root cause is internal hack by security contractors. The same guy, the bad guy now, has been caught. But this is what happened with the security breach. The South Korea literally has to stop the trading for a few days just to replace all the credit cards. But it's not only the credit card that we are really worried, is the personal details of the credit card. So imagine that 70% of Australian working population credit card details and personal details have been traded to other country. It means that some bad guys knows where you live, some bad guys know your date of birth. Suddenly you can't change your date of birth and your first name and last name. So this is the cause. And now it raises a question. So when we start migrating a workload to Azure, we have a few clients and they're asking us questions like, so who's responsible for what? What's my responsibility here when we start migrating some stuff to Azure? That's a good question. Intro. So if anyone in here still have the Windows XP Service Pack 3 in their environment, might want to have checked these three things in your environment. First one, that registry key. And the second one, if you run some netstat or using a netmon, network monitoring tools, from the system internals, check the port 445 if it has some communication to a static defined IP or domains. And lastly, check the process. Just make sure there is no post_app.exe in your environment. If you do have some, please come to me after my sessions and I'll help you guys to find out how to clean it up. All right. Cool. Now, we talked before about the shared responsibility. This diagram here is a shared responsibility diagram. It's not pizza as a service diagram, but this is shared responsibility model diagram. So with this diagram, we can understand a little bit better that who's responsible for what. The green stuff is our responsibility, and the blue stuff is Microsoft's responsibility. It's pretty clear here. So in this session, we focus on the IIS, on Azure VM there. So we're still responsible for operating system. We're still responsible for the middleware. We're still responsible for the runtime, the data, and the applications. This session this afternoon from Troy Han, actually, it's a good session. So he mentions about the how to hack your API. It's basically how to protect, how to hack your own application layer first. And so you might aware and have a better understanding how to protect your application layers. All right, so if I can sum up as an IaaS customer responsibility, what is our responsibility? That's our responsibility. We still need to understand, we need to responsible as applications. So if someone's hack or your application been breached, it's not Microsoft's responsibility, but it's our responsibility. And it is our responsibility to proactively approach to protect this application. And we have to understand that some customers actually asking me, so how do I manage my Azure subscriptions? So some of my customers is actually passing the Azure Administrator co-admin details and sharing it, start sharing it, and start putting on the post-it and put on the the screen monitors just passing the Azure subscription around. And that's not a best practice. And that's pretty scary, because what happened is, if you are co-admin of the Azure tenant, you can basically destroy the whole data centers accidentally or in purpose. So that's not a best practice. And what about the vulnerability scanning and pen testing? We can do a pen testing. So if you know that on the Azure website, actually there is a form for us to allow us to do a pen testing. So Microsoft will allow us to do a penetration testing in the Azure tenants. But we have to apply some forms and they fill it out, and Microsoft will allow us to do some testing. But for this session, focus is about the how do we protect our Azure VM, and how do we patch it, and how do we harden it. So the question is, why the Config Manager and Azure VM? From the support point of view and from the scenario point of view. As Scott Gu mentioned on a opening keynote, Config Manager also supports a two flavor of the operating system. Config Manager supports your Windows VM, Azure VM, and Config Manager also supports your Linux Azure VMs. And what about the scenario? Some of my customers asking that questions, like, can I use my Config Manager on-premises to protect my Azure VM? Yes, you can. And what about some hybrid scenario? Can you do that as well? Yes, you can. And some of my customers or some of you guys might think like, I want to migrate all of my workloads to the cloud. Is it supported to run my Config Manager on Azure? Yes, Microsoft supports that. Supports the whole scenario of running the Config Manager on Azure VMs. When we hit the slide demo, I already pre-built actually the Config Manager running on Azure. I'll show you when we hit the slide demo. Now, first thing first, protect Azure VM. Who's in here has been deploying the Azure VM into your production environment? Anyone play with the Azure VMs? Great. And anyone in here been deploying antivirus or anti-malware solutions into the Azure VMs? Anyone? Great. Now, for the people in here that hasn't been deploying the antivirus or anti-malware solution, I can show you how quick and easy it is to deploy the anti-malware, anti-Azure solution, antivirus solution on our Azure VMs. So there's two scenarios that typically I recommend to my customers. So the first one is using Azure VM security extensions. So Azure provides three flavors of the security extension that we can deploy into our Azure VMs. And it's very easy. So if anyone has been deploying that without any security extensions, so I'll show you how to do that when we hit the slide demo. And the second one, we can use the Config Manager Endpoint Protections. So what's the difference between the Azure VM Security Extension and the Config Manager Endpoint Protections? The point of the difference is actually to how you centralize the management. If you use the Azure VM Security Extensions, you can actually schedule when you run the full scan using the XML file. So you have to pre-define that. And then when you install that into your Azure VM, then you're passing the XML or default configuration of the security extension into your Azure VMs. Management-wise, it's not really centralized. But what about the Config Manager? Yes, you can apply the policy. You can set the when we get the updates. We can set the every single hour to get the updates. We can set the running a full scan every day, every after hours or so. Okay, so this is a script, very simple script to install or remediate the our antivirus solution. So we can just deploy that, running that script in here. I'll go to my slide demo after this, and we will execute this script to start installing the antivirus solutions. Okay. Then one time. Okay. 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 I have the VM here. I call it as Web01. I already installed the Azure VM Security extension in here. So how do we know that? Okay. So if you can see that in the demo, in this Azure portal, that you can see I already installed the Microsoft Azure Security extension there. Now I have another VM here. I call it as ADFS01, which is my ADFS server. It doesn't have any security extension there. Okay. So I will run that script. So I will put the Azure ADFS, I'll put the TechCat ADFS as a cloud service. That's the name of the VM cloud service. And what about the VM? It's a VM ADFS01. And that's it. You get that installed. Okay, so if you can see that, and the extension reference, they get the IIS anti-malware there. Okay, and for anyone that hasn't been deployed the Azure VM Security extension, we'll pass you the script. I'll tweet it at the end of the demo. How do you do that using a PowerShell script? It's very simple. Okay. And we can confirm that it's been succeeded. Great. We just double check that, because we can't really trust, right? We can't really assume that everything's been installed. The command there is really very simple. It's get Azure extensions, VM extensions. And it will show you the IIS anti-malware. Has been enabled. Great. Okay. Now, we're hitting the patch Azure VMs. So there is a three kind of like patch management life cycles that I believe, and most of the people's using, my customers been using that as well. So some people just supply the patch every patch Tuesday, they call it, very famous. So we just start deploying the patch every Tuesday. And what about the doing a reporting? So there is a three patch management lifecycle that I believe in here. So the first bit, using the config manager, that you can actually target your collections, you start doing a scanning. And then you start doing a measurement of the patch level. So some of the VM might have been used and it's not been deployed properly, or been restarted, or out of the questions. And the config manager can measure it, like the patch level on the VMs. And after that, you can remediate the non-compliance using the automatic deployment rules, which they call it ADR. And in the next bit that I believe that not many people are doing it is actually reporting. So you can run the auto-schedule, auto-report, run the reports every day or every week and start emailing to you guys for using a config manager. Okay. Now, the hardened Azure VMs. So this is the very interesting topic. So we're trying to make our VMs actually harder for the attacker by reducing the attack service. Anyone here been using SCM or Security Compliance Manager? Great. It's a great tool and it's free. So use it, guys. So Microsoft built this collaborating with CIS and NIST to develop this. So you can use these baselines, which we deployed in most of our clients, because the Microsoft always updates this. So if you can see that, this is actually just new updates on the August 2014 for Windows 2012 R2, IE11 security, Windows 8.1. You can use it not only on your Azure VM, but actually on your desktop environment as well. And your Office 2013, anyone knows that you need to secure your Office here? You need to secure your Office as well. So you can use this as your baselines to create the group policy. Okay. So again, why Config Manager and SCM? Why we put this joint together? The first two is the SCM. So the first, as I mentioned before, you can use it as a baseline, as your foundation of your baseline to create the policy that you can use it and deploy it using your group policy. You can start configuring like, it's only domain admin that actually can access this Azure VM, or only your enterprise admin can modify this, or only this group, group A and group B and group C, as a local admin of your Azure VMs. And the server roles. So SCM baseline has been developed using server roles. What does it mean is, for example, you have your Exchange server, and you have your IIS, you have SharePoints. Every single server has a different functionality, which means it has all different services and service account that is running to support that functionality. So SCM baseline has been built and developed and tailored based on a server role, so you don't open more attack service on that service. So why Config Manager? So Config Manager, yes, you can SCM out of the box without Config Manager. You can use it and then use a baseline to create the group policy, and then you start implementing the group policy. But with the Config Manager, you have the extra features, you have extra capability to actually monitor the compliance. You can see if there is any naughty users in your environment that start modifying the service or exercising the access. So especially in the enterprise environment, we have many IT support people, for example, or many users or many developers is actually start playing with Azure VMs and they start opening the firewalls hole and start turning off some services or turning on some services and put themselves as a local admin of the machines. The SCM can tell you exactly what's going on. I will show you when we hit the slide demo, I can show you actually what happened with Azure VM when we start modifying this Azure VMs using Config Manager. The second one why Config Manager is because of the report. With the report, we can actually demonstrate to the business there's actually, hey, I got Azure VMs here. It's actually more secure than what we have on-premises. Or we have the same policy what we have on-premises. So Azure is actually our extension of our data center. With that, you can demonstrate it's actually we have the perfect compliance, patch management, and security that you can show to the businesses that actually this is what we do in Azure. And the last features that are really like from the Config Manager is the auto-remediation. So if there is any differentiate between your compliance and your Azure VMs, your Config Manager can auto-remediate the difference. Some people might like this feature, some people might not like it. Why? Because what happens is then you can't actually tell if someone's actually get into your Azure VMs and start, say I'm the user A, I get into Azure VM number one, And Azure VM number one, I start modifying the firewalls. And then because of the auto-remediate features of the config manager, the config manager will straight away just turning on again the Windows firewall. Some people might say, oh, it's a good thing. I don't need to worry about anything. All right. So if I can put the patch management life cycles in here with the config manager and SEM, there is three things in here. So we can use GPO to start pushing the server hardening to all Azure VMs. And the second, we can actually using a config manager compliant setting to start monitoring. And the third one, we start using config manager reporting services to report all the Azure VMs compliance and the patch level and the security. Okay, how does ADOU will look like with this ACM baseline? So I'll show you later in the ACMs. Actually, ACM will provide you as well the default domain policy, what it should look like with the baselines. They provide you the best practice, what Microsoft believe is the best practice. And then Microsoft will layer it with the standard Server 2012. What is actually Server 2012 should look like? What kind of services that should run in 2012? What kind of loophole or security loophole that should be taken consideration? And this is the OU structure. This is like just a base OU structure, but you can use it as a guideline and start making a differentiate of the server roles, like domain controllers. Domain controllers has all different ports and services that should run. And the web front end, of course, if you use IIS, SEM has a baseline as well for the web front end services, and a SQL services, and probably Exchange services. So we start layering our security using the SEMs. All right, so this is a compliance management with the config manager, how it should look like. So you have the SEM over there. Then you start tailoring your baselines. You're like, oh yeah, user A can access this, user B can access this, these services can run this. And then you have that domain controller. So what happened is, as I mentioned before, and you have this Azure server says domain join to your domain controllers, and you have the config manager that monitoring the Azure servers. So you export the baselines using a GPO backup folders, and you start importing it to the domain controllers. And then from domain controllers, you push your policy to your Azure service. And then from the SEM, you export it to .cap files and then import it to your config manager. And config manager will start doing compliance settings and check whether it match or whether there is any differentiation between the baselines and the group policy. Great. So I'll show you in demo how do we use all of this together. So this is my config manager VMs. I call it Azure CM01. Start connecting it now. And I already installed a security compliance manager in here. And as you can see, they have all the different server roles from the Exchange 2007, 10, IE, Offices, Windows Server 2003. And by the way, it's a nearly end of life. And a Server 2008, 2012 and stuff. So I'm the security admin, for example, for a company X. And I start tailoring my baseline for my Azure VMs. So I have this a member server. And Microsoft provided right off the box is 238 Unix settings in here that you can export it to Excel as a report, as like weekly report when you start modifying stuff. So I will show you what the report looks like. I already exported some of them. So this is a custom one that I made, demo for the member server 2012. And it's it has a nice Excel kind of report that you can show to the businesses, including the descriptions. What's the compliance settings that we apply into our Azure VMs, or even into your on-premises server. All right. Now, I'll show you how to export it. So as I mentioned before, the technique that we're doing is we export it as a GPO backup, a group policy backup. So we can just choose the folders and we just export it, and boom. And then you can use this. So we will jump to my domain controllers. I call it Azure Domain Controller 01. And I already prepare an empty group policy that we can use it. And we can import the settings. I want this to be my HCM kind of baselines. So we'll have a look. By the way, I already copied that across, by the way. So if you don't see me copying across, so you don't have to wait while I'm copying the group policy. All right, so we can just create that policy, copying them identically from the source if you want, or you can just merge them or using a migration table to create the group policy. And simple as that. And that's all the settings from the HCM baselines. It's very simple. So you tailor that on an HCM, you export it to the group policy backup folders, copy it across to your domain controllers, and then create the new policy, and then start import the settings from the SCMs, and there you go. You can ready to use, or you're even ready to modify this as your own baselines. You start changing all the administrators, for example. You want to change it to your own administrator. You can change it to your own domain administrator. Simple as that. That's a best practice that Microsoft recommends, some of the settings that you need to configure. All right. So let's go back to our config manager. So I did mention on a patch management before that you can export it into cap file and import the settings. So you hit the asset and compliance. Anyone play with the configuration baselines before? You know how hard it is using configuration items, just tailor it one by one and just make sure that, I have my own baseline. But using the SEM, you can just export it and then import it back to Config Manager, and you can use it as your baselines. So what happened in here, I just click Import Configuration Data. You can click Add. And there is a cap file, which is, before the session, I export some of the policy that I created using SCMs, and you can import it now. So let's choose 2003, because I believe in the next decade, we won't see any 2003 around anymore. Just to make sure, check that, very simple. Yes, and that's very important, create a new copy. And we have like 15 configuration items that have been preloaded into Config Manager. Okay, it takes a while to do that. So we move on. So there is a configuration baseline that I've been prepared previously. There you go, that's very quick. You can use it to start monitoring or deploying it to your device collections. So if you can see there is a two non-appliance account. So what happened is, a joint to service. I call it in here App01 and TechCat01. And I start modifying some policy. So just to show you, actually the config manager will show you like, hey, this to server is non-compliant. So let's jump to the server and see what's actual, what is actually the non-compliant one. Okay. Now, this is the configuration manager agent that you deploy into your Azure VMs. So it mentioned the management point, which is our config manager machine, Azure CM01 cattle demo, I call it. That's my domain. And then if you go to configuration, it has the assigned configuration baselines. So let's see the last evaluation date, which is, it's pretty recent, it's yesterday. So we just check the report. So that's a good thing. And you can see it's actually compliant and what is actually non-compliant in here. Then if you click that, it will tell you actually the exact what's going on, what I've done wrong, or if someone has actually modified that into your actual machine, to your Azure VMs, and you can start troubleshoot there based on the location or what kind of the service, that the dodgy service or the dodgy account that is lived there in your Azure VMs. Okay. Now, we go back to our config manager. Now, we're talking about the Azure before. We're talking about config manager. We're talking about the SCMs. And there is a very interesting features in here that I don't know if you guys notice. That is actually you can use the Azure Cloud Service as your distribution point based on your location. So we're talking a little bit further from the server hardening and stuff. I'll put it this way. If you're an enterprise and you have your Azure VMs in all different locations, like, oh, I want to push updates on my servers in Singapore, or I want to push the updates to all my users' mobile devices, or BYOD scenario, for example. My users in America, some of my users in Singapore, some of my users in Japan, some of my users in Africa, or some of my users in Australia. And how do I push the updates, or how do I push the updates to an antivirus definition to all my users across the world? Should I stand up a new Azure VMs in Japan? Should I stand up another Azure VMs in Southeast Asia just to serve my users and protecting my servers in the other region? Well, there is a very interesting feature in here that I will show you that you can use Azure Cloud Service as your distribution point. It's very simple how to configure that. I'll show you in the next 2-3 minutes. Okay, so what you need in here, you need the your SSL certificate. No, sorry, you need the PFX certificate, your private key certificate, that contains the DNS of the cloud service that you will configure on Azure. So I have a script in here to create a self-signed certificate for the purpose of this demo. I can share this to you that you can use it on your test lab. Very easy. You'd like to change subject? Yes. Enter the subject. Let's put the name of the DNS of the Azure cloud service that we'll configure. I put scm02.cloudapp.net. scm02.cloudapp.net. Yes. Get that, retrieve that from my certificate store. There you go. Let's export it into PFX. put some password, and save it. Finish that. Let's retrieve that. Let's go to back to my to our config manager machines. Put that somewhere. Okay, so where's that little guy? Okay, get it there, and you can use it. So, you can use it. So before that, you need the you need to pass in your. Sorry, I just go to my config manager again. I'll show you how to do that. Just right click that, create cloud distro point. You can use it as your cloud service, as your distribution point, and then. The service name is like GUID base. You can't change that. You put the description there. For example, my SEM or my config manager distro Australia, for example. And you can choose the region. And you can see here, it has the new updates. The new Australia East and Southeast Asia. That's deployed on Southeast Asia, Southeast Australia. The primary site, so if you have more than one primary site, you can choose as well from this. Choose your certificate. Put the password in. And it understands the FQDN right away. And you can specify what storage and stuff. Just leave it as a default for the purpose of this demo. And that's it. You can use that cloud service as your distribution point, serving all the customers or all your servers in a Azure region of the Australia Southeast. So if you go back to your portals, to your cloud service, refresh that. And it will show you the GUID of that cloud service. Now we have two GUID. That's our distribution point. And if anyone notice, it actually has no instances there. So System Center smart enough can use that cloud service to serve as a distribution point. Great. So that's so if you have Config Manager on premises that you want to leverage to start serving your Azure VMs somewhere in Southeast Asia and Australia, you want to use it. You want to use on-premise one. You don't want to reconfigure the new one. Yes, you can use it, and you don't need to have your data traversing across your entire networks, passing your VPN link just to serve that. Okay, now the next bit I will show you the compliance report that we produce. Using Config Manager. So anyone using SSRS previously, Config Manager reporting services. So that's the, this is kind of like reports that you can produce to businesses and that you can show that is actually how compliance your VM based on this pretty graphic. And as we know, businesses like the pretty graphics. And you can produce many reports in here. Like you can produce like how compliance your client pushed to your Azure VMs. And you can check the client status summary of your Azure VMs. And that's it, guys. Anyone want to ask some questions? We have like 5-10 minutes before we close this tech ed. Anyone want to raise some questions? No? Okay. So, for the, if we can say the, what's the takeaway from the session is three things to protect our Azure VMs. The first one is to protect, to patch, and to harden using the SCMs. And the second one, the SCM is free, so you leverage that, use it, download it. And how to protect our Azure VM is Microsoft will look after the layers that I showed you before, the shared responsibility model diagrams. And we have to be able to and look after our operating system, our middleware, our runtime, our data, and our applications. And if anyone want to have some questions after this, you want to contact me, shoot me an email or tweet me, or you can just come to our blogs, blog.cloud.com.au, get a lot of infos about the Microsoft Azure, and the System Center, and other Server 2012 R2 related. And we have the user group as well. User group in Sydney, in Melbourne, and Adelaide as well. If anyone wants to attend that, then the next session's going to be on the late November. Please attend, and we can learn from some of the experts in the industry. We have a lot of guest speakers coming in. And there's a few related content that is really good for you to have a look. This morning, we have a Getting Foxy with Azure IaaS, which is pretty good, so you can have the understanding about the playing with the Azure IaaS. And Hack Your API First is my top list. It's a Troy Hunt deliver that session, so how to secure your applications and your API. And that's it all. Thank you so much. Thanks for attending our sessions.